candy and ice cream and pickled herring and sweet and sour upside down cake and hard-boiled all-day suckers.
That's good, yeah.
That's good.
Und hier ist und hier ist bei.
Today's turn to the party has been the Halloween episode with not the spookiest Looney Tunes cartoon ever.
This is truly, this is like the, well, I guess it is
ice
like
cream.
The Vavitch. Yeah.
Ice cream. It's Bewitched Bunny?
Yeah, so Bewitched Bunny from I think it's 1957.
And the only reason we want to talk about it is because we've talked about it for a long time. We've never really had the chance.
I can't remember. I think you were the one who first brought up. I think I don't know if we were recording or if it's something we did after a recording or something like that. We were like, Hansel?
Hansel.
And I was like, oh my god, what is that? Because that sounds familiar. And then a couple years ago, we were like, oh my god, we suddenly started having flashbacks to this fucking cartoon. Is this is the first cartoon with the This Is Where a Witch Hazel first got introduced.
Oh, this is the first one with her?
Yeah, nice. I didn't realize. And the funny thing is, I always thought June Foray had always done the voice.
Yeah?
Because she had done the voice for Witch Hazel in some cartoons, but no, this is a different lady.
Is it?
There's only two voice actors in the whole thing. It's Mel Blanc as both Gretel, or Hansel? And Bugs Bunny, and I should have looked up her name. But it's not June Foray playing the witch and also playing Gretel. But, yeah.
Wow.
But this is... We're only talking about this just for Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah, for our own amusement.
It's technically Halloween theme because it introduces Witch Hazel.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned on yesterday's episode about the NES horror games, this is not even the most Halloween themed Looney Tunes cartoon ever because you have.
It's not even the
episodes.
Most Halloween themed one with Witch Hazel.
I'm trying to think. Is it the same cartoon where Bugs Bunny goes to the castle and he meets Gossamer, the big red hairy monster with the tennis shoes?
No, because that's got the mad scientist in it.
But is that also the same one where Bugs Bunny drinks the formula and he turns into a monster where he's like a big green Bugs Bunny and he's like freaking out?
I don't think so. I think those are all different ones.
Oh, okay. But that would be more of a fitting, because I think even the Mad Doctor is all like Boris Karloff, and I think maybe he has like a fucking...
He's like a bald dude with a big egg head, and it's gray.
Yeah, it kind of looks like who's the scientist from Futurama, a little bit? Farnsworth, a little? But, yeah.
Oh my, yes.
You know, we have to...
It's a shred, you say.
I'm going to have to do some Halloween specials someday. That's when we run out of Halloween stuff.
There's no way to say, good news, everyone, without saying it like him. It's impossible.
I need to actually, I never finished up watching the rest of Futurama, too, so that's a good title for the podcast. But that's neither here nor there. We're talking about Hansel and Gretel.
Hansel?
Hansel? I tried to Google what that joke is. And I'm glad to see everyone else. Everything I found on Google was everyone else asking, what is that joke? What is Hansel?
I don't know, but why does it work so well?
Because it doesn't happen once. It happens twice in the goddamn cartoon.
Uh-huh.
Once with Bugs Bunny and once then with Prince Charming. And the most anyone could find was, I guess there was a movie that came out a couple of years before this cartoon came out, like 1954.
Mm.
It was a Hansel and Gretel themed movie. Where I guess one of the jokes was that no one pronounces Hansel correctly in that movie or something like that. They're like, maybe that has something to do with this, where people are like, Hansel. But yeah, this is all like fucking Bugs Bunny. He's like walking down the street and he sees a couple of kids being lured
to... Well, he's reading Hansel and Gretel.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like Mel Blanc acting like Bugs Bunny isn't the greatest at reading.
Well, he's a smart alecky bunny. It's not like he has to be good at reading.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, but he sees Witch Hazel in the distance, offering the kids weird ass shit. Hey, come in. I'll give you candy and like pickled herrings and all you can eat. And if they
hard
come
boiled lollipops,
house, they're little butterballs with big blue eyes.
I think that's half of it. Both their voice,
he's cool,
And their weird blue button eyes.
Yeah.
And their fact they're like little slouchy potato people. And they're such little monsters.
The
that
way
you...
they skip to her house is great.
And they just
their
have
arms
food
flopping.
All over their mouths. It's just like you're just waiting for them to die. It's fantastic. It's great. Yeah.
Yep.
Has there ever been like any kind of an entertaining version of Hansel and Gretel? Like, this is the only time I've ever seen Hansel and Gretel where it's actually been funny to watch them do this.
I mean,
this
it depends
shtick.
On who you ask. That leather clad one was.
The Witch Hunter one?
Yeah,
I actually watched a bit of that.
That
was on cable a couple weeks ago, and that looked boring as shit, even though what's her face was still pretty hot. But, like. Oh my god. Yeah, Bond Lady. Oh, what the f- Gemma Arterton. Is that her name? Yeah, so.
But the Masked Avenger isn't there, so Buzz is gonna take care of it himself.
Yeah.
He gonna go in
This is what he gets for sticking his neck out for a couple kids.
Yeah, they're sitting in a cooking pot, just fucking eating ice cream in it.
It's good. Yeah, it's good and yummy. Yeah.
Their German accent.
Yummy and good. Yeah.
They're like little blonde curly cute hair, mm-hmm. but they're like kind of just they're so.
And when you see the back of Hansel's neck, it's like the hot dog rolls.
Yeah, it's such a gruesome caricature. they're like the closest thing to Garbage Pail Kids before Garbage Pail Kids were actually. Yeah.
The animation's so good in this cartoon.
I only noticed
for the first time how ugly the backgrounds are, because it's all that like 60s.
There's one part where
there's like a vase sideways on the wall that's drawn on.
Part where Bugs Bunny maybe we're talking about the same vase where like Bugs Bunny's standing next to like a pot of flowers or something like that. Yeah. Even for a Bugs Bunny cartoon, because all the Looney Tunes had pretty abstract backgrounds where like you can recognize like it's a mountain range or something like that, but it's always drawn where like all the colors are registered from the inks and stuff like that. But even this I was like, did they just like put this cartoon together at the last minute? Because even this one's pretty abstract, but for a cartoon that takes place in a witch's house, you think it'd be even crazier with all, you could have all kind of candy decoration stuff. It's just a room.
Yeah, well, she does have a painting of a boat and it says witchcraft under it. Okay. Which I mean, it's a craft, but it's
what makes that it witchy?
Like, I could see a painting of a broom and it says witchcraft on it.
But that's the joke, because it's boatcraft. It's a broom, yeah.
Yeah, but she's reading a book of cooking with,
it's got, like...
Wife waffles, Muppet muffins, urchin pie, kitty kippers, children chops, and smorgasbords.
Kippers are fish, right?
I believe so.
I only hear that term in old-timey stuff, but yeah.
Bug shows up. He's disguised as a truant officer. Wondering why the kids aren't in school, and which has got a terrible poker face with her eyes darting around.
She's great. Her huge nose and her chin and the this is the cartoon that of course she gets introduced, but like she does the things where her hairpins fly in the air whenever she runs.
Yeah, I wonder what kind of talk they had about that. To figure out that they wanted hairpins to just fly around.
Because when I think of Witch Hazel, that's the one, like, because as a kid, I didn't understand what that was. I thought she was, like, leaving bits of her hair behind. Mm. It wasn't until I was older that I saw hairpins where I was like, oh, those are the Witch Hazel things.
Mm.
But yeah, so Bugs Bunny, he's a truant officer with this high-waisted shirt or this high-neck shirt and, like, these huge rimmed glasses and this little hat. It looks ridiculous.
I like how the shots, he's not like center of the frame, or even it seems like he's almost framed incorrectly, where he's kind of down and left of where they set the camera.
I wonder if this is a thing where they just thought it was funnier if it just framed weird.
I think that's helped.
Yeah, it's a cartoon, who gives a fuck. You can afford just to be stupid.
He finds them and scolds Witch Hazel for wanting to cook children. She says to call it a weakness. He asks the children their names.
I am Gretel. And I am Hansel.
Hansel?
Yeah, it's not even just being confused, but like the way he just puts his finger up on his chin and he's like looking around like, yeah, that's the thing, because like I wonder if it's like an in-joke. Was there someone named Hansel who like was part of the crew and they were just like making for like Hansel? Hansel? Yeah.
I wish I knew somebody named Hansel so I could torment that with that.
Good luck. I think this cartoon killed it. No one, unless you're actually born in Germany, ain't no one named their kid Hansel or Gretel.
Yeah, so he tells the kids to run, for she is a witch. She's going to cook them and eat them. They run off, telling her, your mother rides a vacuum.
I do love that. I forgot that's it. They're not in this whole cartoon. They're just the excuse for Bugs Bunny to show up and fight a witch.
Yep.
Yeah, and I do love how they quickly turn on the witch. Yeah, your mother rides a vacuum. Mm-hmm. And they just skip off in the distance. We never see them again. Yep. Which, to my knowledge, I don't think they ever show up again in anything. This is
probably
it.
Not, yeah.
So we just blew our whole reason for watching is that's it right there. But oh my god.
So instead, she'll eat some rabbit stew. Eat them up. She chased Bugs on a broom.
I would think the kids probably still have more meat in their... Two kids probably have more meat in their bones than one scrawny rabbit.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a downgrade, but I guess it's better than nothing.
Yeah. Did you gotta notice? She rides her broom side saddle, proving that she is a lady of quality.
Which, really, no one's gonna even understand what that is unless you're old-timey.
Oh, nobody. Who the fuck would ever ride side saddle anymore?
And the way she's drawn, too, doesn't really look like she's drawn.
I don't even know if, like, anybody under the age of maybe 20 would know what the point of the difference of a lady's bike and a dude's bike is.
Well, also, if you point out that, like, oh, this stems from, like, riding horses, how ladies would ride side saddle on horses, so they didn't open their legs, so they didn't suggest that they're a brutal whore by opening their legs to ride a horse. And I'm sure some people today would be like, what's a horse? Like, not even, like, riding a horse, but, like, what? They're, like, big dogs.
Also,
they used to ride
when I was
back
a kid and I would
times.
Ride a bike, I'd be like, why do the guys get the bar between our nuts that if we slip off, we're going to crush?
Yeah,
why don't we get the ladies where we're safe if we slip off the
like
seat?
I like the idea. Man, you want to be the ultimate Portland hipster, just ride your bike all around town side saddle. just to be that kind of, yeah. Anyway.
I'm sure somebody's made a side saddle bike.
Oh, God.
With
oh,
the pedals
yeah, in Portland,
on one side.
I'm sure that's already been a joke, yeah. Oh, my God.
So, she chases him on her broom and runs into a door and breaks it. It yipes and runs off.
Oh, because she's got the half door and this becomes the joke is that she slams into the top of it. Yeah.
And if she, what's the point of being a witch if she don't use witchcraft? So she got a bunch of sleeping potions. Pickled tarantula elbows, bee stingers with chutney, centipede bunions.
I love that chutney! Even in 1957 is already a joke for something that tastes nasty.
Centipede bunions with chive, worm sweat residue.
I love worm sweat residue. It's fantastic.
She makes a potion in her witch's cauldron.
Oh, this is the thing where she,
pours
she's gonna
it,
put
it
in
the carrot.
Yeah.
The bugs come in.
I love
Zanny.
The carrot. It's got like a fork top that she has to like seal it. Like the idea it's a hollowed out carrot with the like is like a like, acting like a flask. Yeah.
He wants to lick the pot, but she's not. Yeah,
That's one of the little touches I think is always great in a Bugs Bunny cartoon that really makes a Bugs Bunny 2 thing great. Because like he's already there, ready to. To eat the poison that she just made, but like they just go into this whole like little kid mom routine, which is fucking great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then she calls over after pouring it in, sealing it up, and he eats it because I guess he trusts her now.
Does he eat it with a knife and fork? Do we even see? Because it's
no,
kind of like, how would you eat?
You just see it all in his mouth.
Yeah, how would you actually like eat a hollowed out flask carrot would be kind of a weird thing.
How did he not notice it was full of liquids?
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, how do you stage that without giving away? Yeah.
But then she's like, "Hey, yo, that shit was poison," and he does his Emmy acting.
Oh my God. I found some screen caps of that online. It's just the still images. Because he goes all walleye and shit.
Yeah.
And then he does, goes through that. And he's like, oh, wait, hold on. I need to do one more. Mm-hmm. And he does one last one where his eyes turn like into Peanuts character eyes. And it's just all like. I'm assuming what happened was Chuck Jones, when drawing the story, because that's how you would direct a cartoon. You essentially draw the storyboards yourself. And you would draw the main poses for all the characters. So I'm assuming he just rattled off four quick sketches of Bugs Bunny just dying.
Yeah.
And those just the individual frames are fucking classic. Yep. Oh, shit. Oh,
so
I love cartoons.
He passes out. And,
Is it a poison or is it a sleeping potion?
It's sleeping potion, okay. I'm assuming, because that's a shelf she got it off of. And she puts him in a pot, goes down to get some, why does she go, it doesn't matter,
something, yeah.
Rabbit stuff relish.
Happened. Yeah.
Rabbit relish from her basement, and she does, some fucking dandy prince comes in.
That's worse.
It's valiantly kiss Bug's hands, and Bug says, well, thanks Largeback for bringing me out of that.
Largeback?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And I don't feel like. I don't know if that was the writing or if
you think it's but cuz
Mel Blanc was able to
I'm sure he was
get
allowed
that
to.
Voice like I mean obviously he's allowed to get that voice but that kind of like thanks Large Mac.
Yeah.
Who says
that?
Oh,
did you say Large Mac? Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is even that line? Yeah, I'm sure they'd let him improv. I'm sure they would like cuz you know they had shit to do so they couldn't let him
you
just
don't
improv
any,
infinitely but
any newer Bug stuff he doesn't talk quite like that anymore. He doesn't have that weird.
Well, people just assume
I don't even
just
know
mostly
what
about the
dialect Bugs would be from.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Most people these days the signifiers for Bugs Bunny is more about the accent than like. Well, there's also just like old timey phrases. Like if you were to call someone a Large Mac, even to us, even though like, I'm like that just sounds so old timey. You don't want to date Bugs Bunny too much by having to like.
Well, instead of saying thanks a lot, he just says thanks large.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Yeah.
So he says that, hey, you're looking for Snow White. This here is the story of Hansel and Gretel. Hansel? Huh?
And again, the way he looks around, like, Hans? He's trying to remember, like, where did I remember that name from? Hansel? And it's just, it's funny
completely baffled and leaves just muttering Hansel to himself.
Oh, is that you? Okay?
Well. Yeah, it's beautiful. I don't know why that's so funny.
That's the magic of Looney Tunes, is they make a joke that you're not even really in on. It seems like an in-joke, but it's the way it's still done is just funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She comes back and the chase happens. Bugs ends up at the end of a long hallway. Yeah. It's just empty. But there happens to be an in-case-of-emergency break glass magic powder.
Oh, well, he closes the half door again, so she smashes the bottom, so that pays off that joke. Yeah.
Yep.
This is the weirdest fucking ending.
He throws it,
and
it breaks, and it transforms her into sexy,
like a short, stocky, short stuff, sexy bunny. And with the
Bugs
same
is
voice?
Like, damn, that thick girl.
Yeah, and really odd. Like, but
then he walks up to her and takes her by the arm and is like, hey,
I guess this is a big controversial moment. I guess this got edited later.
Would you go in my way? And she's like, mm-hmm. And then this motherfucker says, yeah, sure, I know. But aren't they all witches inside?
And at that point, if you're a woman watching that cartoon in 1957, you're justifying 30 popcorn at the screen. It's like, well, fuck you too, Bugs Bunny.
Hey, Mr. Writer-Man's Michael Maltese. Who hurt you?
Go eat my tit.
Who
Get
hurt
the
you,
fuck
my...
out of here. What's yeah, it? My God.
What? Ow.
Oh,
what
God.
The fuck?
The one time a Bugs Bunny cartoon comes close to just calling all women bitches. Yeah. Just...
What the fuck?
Okay.
Couldn't come up with a better ending than that to just say fucking women, huh?
It started off as a nice little cartoon of Hansel and Gretel. Now suddenly it's incel cartoon. Oh my God.
Yeah,
anyway,
so that's
Bewitched Bunny.
Yeah, we just wanted to talk about
it. It's just mostly just Hansel and Gretel because that's just such a. They're such great creatures.
And they maybe have a minute most of the screen time?
That's while watching this, I was like, oh my God, they're gone. Like, this is a 6-minute cartoon and they're gone after 2 minutes.
Oh,
yeah.
And somewhere there's maybe a cell out there for them and I would. Just scooping that ice cream into their fat little
faces.
It's
funny because I made the Vavitch joke earlier. Have you ever seen the Vavitch? Mm. They have two kids in that movie that are kind of like Hansel and Gretel. They're little, two little camel soup kids, but they're live action. Mm. Oh my God, I wonder if they're kind of inspired by Hansel and Gretel a little bit. But no one goes... No one says their name confusedly while looking around.
Somebody
or anything
if you have any Hansel anytime in a movie or anything... I mean, somebody doesn't say Hansel?
Why is that a pop patrol? I mean, again, how often does anyone run into the name Hansel in the wild?
I want a shirt that says Hansel with a question mark, Hansel with a period,
Hansel.
And then Hansel with a question mark and a couple extra
Would
ends.
It be that, like, white on black Helvetica-style shirt where, like, instead usually they have names of a bunch of people from something that you like?
I'm not sure. Yeah,
but they'll
matter.
Be like, yeah, but, like, Hansel.
Maybe on the back, just their big, fat, dopey faces.
Big blue button eyes. Ah! Yeah,
it's good.
It's cool.
See, you know what that cartoon is, Bill?
What's
it's
that?
Good. Yeah,
it's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, and of all the pseudo Halloween cartoons shows, you chose this one just because we
when
like
else could
one
we,
gag
when else
it.
Could we do it?
Well, that's just, like I said, in the future, freebie. We could talk about Gossamer or God knows the actual cartoon. Didn't they do, like, a Transylvania 6500? Like,
yeah, that sounds right.
Movie in the 80s, or am I Maybe. Thinking of some shit?
Those weird ass movies in the 80s were just
they were
like
compilations,
bumpers
but like
with
yeah, they had like,
in
but
it.
They had like new modern
the flow,
bumpers.
The flow's always off, and it's a weird, like you get jarred from one animation style to that cheapo 80s.
The cheapo newer stuff with like wrong sounding Mel Blanc and like crappier newer, like yeah, it was all. I mean, any excuse to watch any Bugs Bunny cartoon would be good times, but...
Yeah, it's almost like we should have done a podcast where we just reviewed every episode of Looney Tunes instead of this.
Oh my God, all like the 750... Although, even if there is 750 cartoons, we're already on like episode 213 of this.
Yeah.
So we'd actually be like a third of the way through
all
of
it. Yeah, we would have done
although
more
we
than
also,
one.
Yeah, we could have done multiple episodes. It's not like we'd have been spending 2 hours talking about Bewitched Bunny.
No.
But yeah, so that's fucking cartoons are good. Yeah. So
for the most part, there are some that are bad.
Yeah, any special plans for Halloween this year? As
no,
this episode's going live.
I gotta teach, so.
You gotta teach?
Yeah.
What are you teaching?
Little boys how to do ballet.
Oh, I had no idea you're teaching now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm tired from actually performing, so fuck that.
Oh yeah, would you be getting ready for Nutcracker right about now?
I would be, and that sounds like the least... It's the first time I haven't done it in...
That's what I'm
20
saying.
20 years.
Yeah.
So,
congratulations on retiring, man.
Goodness, I don't do that anymore.
But you're going to be actual on Halloween Day. You're going to be teaching kids how to do ballet stuff.
Yeah.
Are you going to do teach them to ballet to the Monster Mash?
No.
I see it's a graveyard smash.
I hear that.
I also, now that just makes me think of Valentine's Day.
I also
Day
heard
the
it was a graveyard fuck.
That's a Castlevania 2 joke.
No, that's a Comedy Bang Bang.
No,
every
no.
Halloween,
oh yeah,
Scott
yeah,
Harkman
yeah.
fights that guy and does
the oh,
monster
the graveyard fuck. Did they come back and do that every year?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, always, and then that guy always hornswoggles his way into figuring out a way. To
yeah,
get
at this
it,
point, everyone's just expecting it, yeah. it to happen.
Yep.
Okay, so that's our Halloween, our last bit of Halloween for this year. Do you know what you're doing next?
No!
Yay! We should do that's entertainment.
No.
Anyway, we'll forgot
I've had a bunch of ideas pop up.
Well,
in
you have been
head,
busy.
So.
We just got through playing a shitload of games for our NES horror game marathon thing, and so, yeah.
And now we're going to be busy with the Outer Worlds. Ugh.
Have you fired that up?
I haven't. That's coming from Gamefly. It might be in the mail right
that's
now.
That's right. Yeah. You play exclusively through Gamefly,
no,
aside from the occasional
digital game? I buy what
game?
I want.
Okay.
If I know I'm going to have it for a while. But
What platform are you going to play it on?
Probably PS4.
Okay.
Just because that's my main one.
I forgot to have Game Pass on Xbox, so that was quote-unquote free on there. I was like, oh shit, that's cool. Game Pass already paying dividends.
Yeah! If I ever fired up my Xbox,
it's
pretty much the Netflix machine or the YouTube machine. So.
I thought this was the first thing I ever gotten through Game Pass, and I forgot I only signed up for Game Pass so I could play Crackdown 3, which thank fucking Christ I didn't pay full price for that, so the Game Pass...
No, the power of the cloud!
I forgot Crackdown 3 actually even came out this year. When people started talking about like Game of the Year stuff already, someone mentioned that, and I was like, oh my fucking god. I don't know if that means that this year just feels that long,
it's going to be quite the worst of the year this year.
It's been such a quiet fucking year. That hasn't been that much out. Did we play Sniper Elite this year, or is that last year?
That was last year, maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the most interesting gaming stuff that's happened this year. You're going to pick up Luigi's Mansion, which comes out today as this episode goes live?
Nintendo did send me a $30 off coupon for my birthday. I don't want to brag.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so...
What the hell? Did you play Luigi's Mansion 2?
Yeah, I didn't get too far into it, no.
Yeah, I think people loved that first one.
Yeah, there was something about it I just
didn't care that much for. It's so stupid for them to put out a Luigi's Mansion game on Halloween Day? Because you want some time to lead up? Like, who wants to play Luigi's Mansion on November 1st?
I don't know, I'll play it in January. I don't give a shit.
Who's watched Hocus Pocus on November 1st? Fuck that noise, get the fuck out of here. Just saying, Luigi's Mansion is the video game equivalent of Hocus
Pocus. I mean, last year we watched Something Wicked This Way Comes in November.
No, did we?
Yeah.
Although that's not quite Halloween specifically themed. I knew that was almost a year ago. What did we do for Halloween last year? Was it just like wrapping up the Universal stuff? We did Hocus Pocus.
Mm-hmm.
I guess when we had done Something Wicked for Halloween, I guess not.
No.
Okay. Oh, I guess, well, you were talking about maybe doing Over the Garden Wall.
Oh, yeah, that would be a November thing, because that turns 5 years.
Yeah, and like I said, that takes place, like, right after actually Halloween, so if you wanted to... Just throwing that out there, I wouldn't be down with... not to probably beat you, but I'd totally be down with Over the Garden Wall.
Last year...
I think that's only, like, 3 hours, well, quote-unquote, it's a TV series, but it's only, like, 6 20-minute episodes, I think. Yeah
Hocus Pocus was the... The Halloween episode.
Yeah.
And we also did Dracula, Creature from the Black Lagoon, and your favorite Monster Squad.
Oh my god. Is that how we wrapped up last year?
No, we wrapped up. It was Dracula, Monster Squad, Creature from the Black Lagoon, and Hocus Pocus.
Oh, well, that because I think, it was close enough where I think Halloween Day was actually Wednesday. So, yeah, it went like live. Hocus Pocus was... Oh, that's why I was happy to re-blog about Hocus Pocus this year.
Yeah.
Is because we'd, like... It was fresh enough last year. It was only, like, within Halloween legal season for, like, a day and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Halloween so much that the moment everything turns November 1st, I think, like, all Halloween stuff is no longer exists. Allowed to think about or talk about it. Now it's all about turkey talk.
I gotta set on all the pumpkins. Get rid of them.
God. Anyway, we should wrap this up.
Yeah, we should. Anyhow, that was a Just Because episode.
Yeah.
Next
time,
we
spent half an hour talking about a 6-minute cartoon.
Yay, we did it.
Yay.
I'm Muddy Drone on Twitter. Grumpy Turtle on Twitter. Tartar Podcast on Twitter. Whatever. This is
We don't need to do a big outro. It's a bonus episode. It's a
mini episode.
Bonus episode.
You know what you're doing for Christmas this year? You started making a list. You want to do Die Hard? Because the villain is Hans?
Hans?
I didn't get that out there. I'm trying to bring back the Hans little one thing last time for the end of the episode. Okay.
Yep. All right.
We'll see you guys next week.